This is Rabbi Nathan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Monday, October 30th, 2023. I'm actually recording this on the 19th, so I don't know what will be happening in a couple of weeks. I hope we're in a much, much better place. And certainly our Torah learning in that merit, Kadosh Baruch Hu should watch over all of us, our Chayalim, Chayalot, all of Am Yisrael. So we learn again. We continue to learn in that hope. End of last week, we were discussing how long do you have to fulfill your vows and all of the other requirements that you might have. Is it one regel? Is it two? Or is it three? Right. The Chacham thought three. Rabbi Lezer thought. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov thought two. Our Meir thought one. So if you thought three, it was from the source was the repetition of Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos, right? The fact that after talking about all the holidays, we repeated the cycle of three, right? That comes to teach us that for Baal Ta'acher, for right, fulfilling your vows, that you have three regalim. The Gemara at the end of Friday asked for Rab Meir says one, for Rab Lezer ben Yaakov says two. I said, what do they do with that pasuk? What do they do with the repetition of Chag HaMatzos, Shavuos, and Sukkos if they don't require three regalim in order to violate Baal Ta'achar, delaying the fulfillment of your promise or your vow? So the Gemara said, we require that for Rav Lazar in the name of Rav Oshia. The Amar, now our text, the Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rav Oshia, Minayin Le'atzeres Yeshla Tashlumin Kol Shiva. Right, how do you know, says Rabbi Elazar, in the name of Rabbi Yoshua, that when it comes to Atzeres, when it comes to Shavuos, right, and specifically the Shlamim, the peace offering that is brought as part of the Yom Tov set of offerings, that if you blow it on Shavuos itself, that you have Tashlumin, you have an opportunity to make it up for Shiva for an entire week, right? Shavuos is one day, Pesach, 7 days, Sukkot, 7 days, and Shmini Atzeres. Shavuos is one day. How do you know if you blow the one day, you still have the week, even though it's not still Yom Tov? Talmud Lomar comes, the Torah, to teach us, v'chag ha-matzos, v'chag ha-shavuos, v'chag ha-sukos. Right, that the Torah has this equivalency between the three regalim. And that's what the Gemara says, makish, where we have a hekesh, we have a comparison. Chag ha-shavuos, l'chag ha-matzos. Right, we compare Shavuos to Pesach in the sense. Ma Chag HaMatzos Yesh Lo Tashlumin Kol Shiva. Just like by Chag HaMatzos, right, the Shlamim that we bring on the first day of what we call Pesach. If you blow it, you have 7 days of Pesach to make it up. Av Chag HaShavuos Yesh Lo Tashlumin Kol Shiva. So to Shavuos, you have an opportunity to make up. If you don't bring on the first day that shlamin, that peace offering, you have 7 days to make it up. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute, you just did Pesach to Shavuos, but the Chumash has Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Why don't we do Shavuos to Sukkos? That's the Gemara's question. V'leikish l'chag ha-sukkot. Why don't we compare Shavuos to Sukkos? And that would give us not 7 days, but 8 days, because Mala Halan Shmona, just like by Sukkot, you get 8 days to make it up, not just seven. Avkan Shmona, so two here, you'd have 8 days on Shavuos. So the Gemara says, no, Shmini, the eighth day of Sukkot, what we call Shmini Atzeres, right, is indeed not part of Sukkot. It really is separate and fundamentally distinct. Regel bifnei atzmahu. It is a separate holiday. It's not part of Sukkot, and therefore, you don't have the opportunity to make it up. The Gemara says that's actually not true. Eimur da amrinan shmini regel bifnei atzmo leinyan pazer kashev. Right? Granted, right, we say amrinan, that the eighth day is its own unique holiday with regard to these six things. Right? Pazer is pezayin reish, kuf shin vav. Right? Each letter stands for a particular case we won't go through now. When we say that Shmini Atzeres is its own holiday, that's only for these six things. Avala inyan tashlumim, when it comes to making up for the shlamim of Sukkos, divrei hakol tashlumim derishonhu. Everybody agrees that you can, right, you can make up for the the animal you didn't sacrifice. That Shemini Atzeres is also a time where it is applicable and appropriate to, right, impossible to make up for that lost shlamim that you didn't do on the first day of Yontif Ditznan, because we have a Mishnah. Mi shelo chag yom tov harishon shel chag. Right, whoever did not celebrate the first day of Chag, Chag is always Sukkos in the Gemara. And Chag here is, refers to specifically to the Karbanos. You didn't bring, right, the Chagiga, the Shlamim of Yantif. Chogeg is called HaRegel v'yom tov achron shel Chag. You can bring it, the entire Regel, and the last day of Chag, which is Shmini Atzeres. So you can make up. You have Tashlumim for all 8 days. So now the question stands. Why don't we compare Shavuos to Sukkos? Give me 8 days and not to Pesach, which only gives me 7. All right, so this is actually a logic. Gemara responds with a logical argument. Right? Tafasta meruba lo tafasta. You grab too much, you grab nothing at all. Tafasta muat. If you grab a little, right, then you can grab it. Which means if you have two options, you're going from 1 to 7 or 1 to 8. The most you can extend it is 1 to 7. 1 to 8 is simply too much. Right? How that logical argument works in the context of this halacha, so that's beyond the scope of the podcast, but it actually is much more complicated than I just made that out to be. All right, so now the Gemara has another question, which is, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Rav Meir, right, Chag HaMatzos, Shavuos, and Sukkos is to give me a comparison between Shavuos and Sukkos. For Shavuos and Pesach for the purpose of Tashlumin. Since we're not comparing Shavuos to Sukkos in the 8 days, what in the world did the Chumash write Sukkos for in this pasuk? We don't need it. And that's the Gemara's question. El lamai hilchos akasve rachmana l'chag ha-sukot. I know I keep going back and forth between Sukkos and Sukkot. It's making me crazy. I apologize. Right, but why did the Chumash write Sukkos if we're not using it to learn anything? So the Gemara says, no, that is la'akushe l'chag hamatzos. That is to compare it in some way to Chag HaMatzos, the festival of matzos, what we call Pesach. Come back tomorrow and we'll figure out exactly the hekesh, the comparison, what we're learning from the comparison of Sukkos to matzos. But this concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.